Kitty Wink listeners.
I'm Juliana.
And I'm Lindsay. Glad you're all here for story time.
Okay, open-hearted, playful, and intelligent listeners. This is episode number 12.
Woo!
The story highlights the number 12 and the letter L.
Ooh, I love the letter L.
I bet you do, Lindsay.
Thanks for listening and being part of the Kitty Wink crew with us and our octopus pal, Ozzy. Are we ready to guess the animal in this story?
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Okay, clue number one. They are technically beetles, although a lot of people think they are bugs.
That's interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is an interesting fact. It surprised me. Clue number two, most are red with black spots, but some can be other colors like yellow, orange, brown, pink, or even all black.
Oh, I thought I knew it, but now I don't. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then clue number three, you might still know it. And then clue number three is they have hidden wings.
Okay. Technically beetles, most are red and black. What could be other colors? And they have hidden wings. Listeners, do you have any guesses? I see, this is where I thought it was before. I'm going to go with it. Ladybug?
Yes! Great, listeners. If you also guessed a ladybug, you're correct.
Yeah!
I was so surprised to learn that they aren't bugs, but instead are beetles. Why aren't they called lady beetles?
They should be. That is silly. And actually, in the UK, I know that ladybugs are called ladybirds.
No way!
Yeah.
Ladybug starts with L, as do all the names of the ladybugs in this story. Listen for any other L words, keep your ears open for our number of the day 12, and stick around for Call a Kitty Wink.
Enjoy a Kitty Wink story from us. It's time to listen, and then we'll discuss.
Yahoo! Let's go!
Louise and Larry, two ladybugs very much in love, lived in the bustling city of Los Angeles. They loved the people watching, restaurants, and music.
I love LA too.
Yeah, there was never a dull moment in LA. Of course, they had to be very careful in this busy area because they were about 4/10 of an inch.
Wow.
Yeah, tiny. And most humans were 100 times their size, even kids.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. They each had 6 spots on their tiny bodies, and they always said 12 was their lucky number because together they had 12 spots.
Aww.
Yeah. They would say, I love you, 12 times a day, eat 12 insects, and try to go on 12 adventures a week. That's a lot of adventures.
Yes, it is. And I wonder how many insects most ladybugs eat in a day. I know they eat around 5,000 in their lifetime.
Oh, whoa. That's a huge number. I don't know the exact amount in a day, but it must be a lot.
Yeah.
When Louise and Larry wanted to venture out for those adventures, they had to be very strategic. They would stay high when they could, use their wings when they could, and if all else failed, they would ride on the pant leg of a human.
Ooh, fun ride.
Yeah. Even though it was dangerous, their favorite way of getting around was attaching themselves to a human's piece of clothing and going for a ride.
Oh my gosh. How funny. I have definitely had a ladybug on my clothes before. I didn't realize they were using me as their transportation.
Well, they probably were. Needless to say, Louise and Larry were very adventurous, and they loved being on the go. L.A. was the perfect place to be for a busy and adventurous life. Fast-paced, fun, and free was the way to be. Days were nonstop excitement, but they did feel like something was missing. Mm. Yes, they completed one another perfectly with their perfect combination of 12 dots, but did they want more than just the two of them?
Ooh.
Yeah, Larry wanted babies. But Louise wasn't sure she could stop her busy life to take care of any little babes. And was L.A. a good place for little babies? They would be way too overwhelmed.
Hmm.
Life was pretty great with just the two of them. Why change it? A lot of bugs and insects moved out to the suburbs to start families, but city life was so exciting.
Speaking of bugs and insects, I still find it so fascinating that ladybugs aren't bugs. In fact, a bunch of insects are not bugs, even though we call them bugs. Beetles, ants, moths, cockroaches, bees, flies, and mosquitoes are not considered true bugs.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't realize that. Well, these ladybug beetles had quite the adventure one sunny afternoon. That sunny afternoon, they jumped onto a lady with lots of glittery jewelry.
Ooh, nice ride.
She had a ring that was about six times as big as them, earrings that reached all the way down to her shoulders, and the coolest necklace. Her necklace had 12 sparkling diamonds. They were mesmerized by the sparkles and didn't even notice that she was getting into her car.
Are we in a car?
Larry whispered to Louise.
I think so. Eek! I wonder where we are heading.
Louise whispered back as she shook with nerves. Larry and Louise were able to silently climb up to this woman's shoulders by the time she turned off the freeway. They saw a sign that read Beverly Hills. Before too long, she turned into an enormous driveway and parked her car in the garage. Larry and Louise popped out of the car and started exploring.
Should we try to get back to the city?
Louise wondered aloud.
Louise, are you seeing these insanely beautiful flowers? Look at that fountain. Oh my goodness, look at those cozy patio chairs.
Larry couldn't stop commenting on everything around them. Had they found the perfect place to settle down and start a family?
It sounds like they did.
Right? And Larry was very excited. After just a few days in their new home, Louise was ready to lay some eggs on a leaf by the fountain. She laid two perfect rows of six.
So if there's one row of six eggs and another row of six eggs, then she must have laid 12 eggs.
She sure did. A few days later, they hatched and many ventured off. But one baby stayed behind. They named her Linda. She was beautiful and fit right in with them. They admired her smile and started to count her six perfect dots.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wait a second. 7, Larry said in surprise.
How can she have 7 spots?
Louise wondered, sounding a bit worried.
Is something wrong with me?
Linda asked.
Oh, of course not, sweetheart, Larry responded. We thought you would have 6 dots like us, but you are perfect, just the way you are.
But privately, Louise and Larry worried a bit. Oh, will she be made fun of? Will people think she's not their daughter? What will happen? What about their lucky number 12? Sure enough, a butterfly stopped by later that evening and couldn't believe Linda was their daughter.
Wait, but why does she have an extra dot? I expected her to have 6 dots.
Louise and Larry were up all night worrying. Linda was such a sweet and kind daughter, but why didn't she just look like them? As they finally drifted off to sleep, they heard a small voice.
Excuse me. I think you guys might be my mom and dad,
said a little baby ladybug. Louise and Larry opened their eyes and met eyes with this little baby who was surely their son. They could tell instantly that he had also been in one of the eggs that Louise had laid.
I wandered off when I was born, but then I realized I wanted to meet my parents, and I hope I have a brother or a sister.
They were about to welcome him to the family and introduce him to Linda, but they wanted to double check that he was family, so they counted his spots.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can't find a 6th spot,
Louise said, more worry erupting from her.
Is there something wrong with me?
The little ladybug asked as a tear ran down his cheek. Larry quickly jumped in.
No, of course not. No, sweet boy. We're going to name you Lawrence. Lawrence, we can't wait to introduce you to your sister. Together, you two actually make the perfect pair. Linda, honey, wake up. You have a brother, and we can't wait to introduce you to him.
And check this out. Stand next to each other. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now let's add up Linda's. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Lucky 12. How lucky we are to be your parents,
Louise said as she gave them both a tight family hug. Linda and Lawrence were the perfect addition to the family. And from that day forward, They were the best of friends. And every once in a while, they would all climb aboard the sparkly woman and take a day trip to LA so they could see the bustling city that their parents loved so much. They just had to make sure they found the sparkles at the end of the day so that they could get back to the home they all loved.
And that's the end.
Let's call a kitty wink.
Hi, kitty wink. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Lola, and my favorite animal is a fennec fox.
What? A fennec fox? Tell us more about this animal.
It lives in the desert. It's a type of fox, and it's like yellow.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. I've never heard of that type of fox before.
Me either. We'll have to come up with a story for that fox.
We will. Thank you, Lola, for sharing and being part of the crew.
Yes, we're so glad you came on this week's journey. Can you tell us what your favorite part of the story was?
It was when Louise and...
Larry
went on the lady and drove in the car.
Oh, and she had all the sparkly jewels on?
Yeah.
And speaking of lady... Did you notice the letter L in the story at all?
Yes.
Where did that come up?
In Los Angeles and Louise and Larry. And
Linda. Oh, yeah, and Linda. You're right. Linda, too. That's a lot of L's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and wait a second. Remind us your name again.
Lola.
Which starts with a?
L.
Does it also have an L in the middle of the name?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, you're perfect for this story.
Yes, you are in so many ways. That's a lot of L's. L's a beautiful letter. I've always loved the way it looks because it's two straight lines, right? One vertical and one horizontal. And did you hear the number 12 come up anywhere?
Yes.
Where did it come up?
In their lucky number 12. The sparkly lady has 12 sparkling diamonds.
I would love to have 12 sparkling diamonds.
Me too.
Do you have a lucky number, Lola?
I don't know.
You don't know? If you could think of a lucky number, what do you think it would be? Let's come up with one for you. What's lucky?
7.
Ooh, 7's a good number. And did one of the ladybugs have 7 dots?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then their sibling had how many dots? Do you remember?
5.
Because what's 7 plus 5?
12.
And then what about 6 plus 6?
12.
Oh my gosh.
Go, Lola, go. Good job. My entire family's lucky number is 7. It's such a great number.
That is a good number.
And you're really good at adding.
That's for sure. What do you think, Lola? What do you think the ladybugs learned in the story?
That you're perfect just the way you are.
That you're perfect just the way you are.
I mean, I can't really think of a much better lesson than that.
I can't either, Lola. That is really perfect. That's a great use of the word perfect too, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't have to be perfect in any way. You can just be perfect as you are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I so agree.
And it's so great to like yourself, right? Yeah. What's something that you love about yourself?
That I'm creative.
You are very creative, Lola.
We can tell by your answers that you're very creative.
Kitty Wink listeners, I hope you're all thinking about something you love about yourselves, too.
Yes. And before wrapping up, Lola, would you like to play a Would You Rather with us?
Yes.
All right. Would you rather be a little ladybug or a big lion?
A little ladybug.
Tell us why.
I like the color red.
They are beautiful red. And would you like to have polka dots on you?
Yes.
You know what? That made me think that I think I would choose ladybug because I want polka dots on me.
I thought the same thing. I think we're all three going to be little ladybugs.
Yeah, little polka dot ladybugs. Fine with me.
Nothing better than to fly around and to be a good luck charm, too.
Yeah. Kitty Wink listeners, I bet you had a great answer to that, too. Now, Lola, do you have a would you rather for us and our listeners?
Yes. Would you rather be a human the size of a ladybug or a ladybug the size of a human?
Oh, that is so fantastic.
Whoa. I mean, a ladybug the size of a human would be terrifying.
I was just going to say terrifying.
I think it would scare everybody. So I think I would have to be a human the size of a ladybug.
I know, but what if somebody stepped on you?
Would you have wings? Can you tell us, would you have wings if you're a human?
Yes.
And you fly away.
Okay. I know. You know what? I would like to terrify everybody. Oh, I would be a ladybug the size of a human. Lola, what about you?
I like to be a ladybug the size of a human.
Yeah,
you and Lindsay
with me. Yeah, we'll terrify everyone together.
You guys gonna walk around and scare the neighborhood? Well, that is fabulous. And thank you, listeners, and Lola, for tuning in to episode 12. We can't wait to be with you again on another episode. Thank you, Lola. Goodbye.
Bye, Kitty Wings.
Bye.
That was so fun to be with all of you and have a conversation with our Kitty Wink guest, Lola.
Woohoo!
Yay! If you would like to be a Kitty Wink guest, please reach out. We would love to have you. Email us at contactkittywink@gmail.com and check out our Instagram page at Kitty Wink Crew.
We would love to have artwork from our Kitty Winks to share. Can you draw a ladybug riding on a sparkly woman?
I want to see that.
Please send it our way, and we might just feature your artwork on our page.
Thanks for letting us share what we love, stories. Please come back next week for a new podcast story adventure. We want to grow our community, so please show us some love by liking, subscribing, and reviewing.
Remember to love yourself, others, and spread that love everywhere. Or as Ozzy would say, lead with your three hearts. Goodbye.
Yay.
Go, Kitty Wink. Yay.
Stories written and read by Juliana Bria and Lindsay Farley. Original theme by Miriam Mayer. Artwork by Amy Nicholson and Maggie Porter. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. This has been a Kitty Wink Crew production.